I will speak in English, of course, like every day. I should be saying to all of you, introducing this work, Brajvilas Stava by Raghunath Goswami. He says at the end that those who repeatedly chant this work, they will, may they be blessed. They are blessed to join Radha and Krishna in the spiritual world. I find it very remarkable that there are things that are so much empowered that they carry us to the spiritual world. That's quite interesting, isn't it? There are few things in this world, Kishori, which you can do that bring you to Krishna, like a lift, an elevator. And you may ask the question, why can these prayers for bring us to Krishna? I mean, this is something so great. Isn't it an overstatement, an exaggeration? And the answer can be found in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that if a devotee wants something, then Krishna will fulfill it. So Raghunath Goswami wants that we read these verses regularly, and then Krishna says, okay, I will fulfill your desire, Raghunath. It's in other words, not by the strength of your desire, which is often distributed or distracted between things of the world which you desire and Krishna. It's not by your desire that you go to Krishna, it's by Raghunath Das Goswami's desire. It's amazing, no? You may think, is this true, that Krishna fulfills the desire of a pure devotee? And the answer can be found in the song which you have sung for the entire month. In this song, Damodarastakam, we actually find that Krishna becomes subordinate to the desire of whom? Yashoda, to bind him. Krishna says, I cannot be bound. I have so many important things like stealing to do. How can I be bound? But when Mother Yashoda comes and wishes him to be bound, then Krishna becomes subordinate. The whole Vaishnava world celebrates this, that Krishna is fulfilling the desires of his devotee, or is subordinate to the desires. The whole Vaishnava world celebrates it, so that we sing this every single day in the month of Kartik. And some teachers of the science of bhakti say this should be sung every single day in the life of a devotee to give him faith that Krishna loves his devotee. So we have been reading this verse, this book, and I do hope that you have gotten some taste so that you will continue reading this. I know you are most probably a Hare Krishna devotee and you don't like spiritual, very deep spiritual absorbed activities, but why not try this? Shri Vinda, Shri Vinda Vipinam Suramyam Apitach, Shri Mangsa Govadana, Sarasastalika Pyalam Rasamayi, Kim Tavadanyastalam, Yasya Pyangsa Lavina Nahati Manak, Samyam Mukundas Yatat. pranebhyo pyadika priyeva daitam tat gunameva shraye. I picked this verse purposefully to give joy to the heart today of our gracious host here. This verse says, the delightful forest of Vrindavan is beautified by Govardhan Hill. Furthermore, it is beautified by the nectarian arena of the Rasa dance. But please know, what to speak of other places, no place in Braj is equal to even a single particle of one of the atoms of Sri Radhakund. I take shelter of that divine lake, which is dearer to Mukunda than his own life breath. So here you find various holy places mentioned, beautiful Govardhan Hill, Rasik, a nectarian arena of the Rasa dance. But these places and other places are not equal to even a single particle of one of the atoms of Sri Radhakund. I take shelter of that divine lake, which is dearer to Mukunda than his own life breath. Do you have any idea how Raghunath Goswami can make such a statement? I mean, this is a strong statement. Even a dust particle of this place is more important than any other place, including Govardhan and including the Rasa dance. How can he make such a statement? He will not be able to make such a statement without referring to Shastras, no? And other Acharyas. What might be in his mind when he talked about this?
Maybe because at Radhakund it's only Radharani and Krishna and her very intimate gopis and Manjari Sumit. There is no other devotees. Like in the Rasa dance, there are many gopis.
Yes, wonderful. Mm-hmm. Well, it's because of its connection with Radharani, who is worshipped even by Krishna. And here Radharani is exclusively there, and exclusively she meets Krishna. Exclusively, that means no other devotees except Radha and her own dearmost associates are here. And Radha holds really the key to Krishna's heart. On the day when Radhakund manifested, Krishna said something that is so endearing. Shihari said, "O dearest one, may your Kund be even more glorious in this world than mine. Here in this Radhakund, I will always take my bath and play in the water, because this lake is as dear to me as you are." There's a little funny pastimes which is told here. Once Radha and Krishna played water sports in the Radhakund, and Radha said, you now sing a song, and at the end of the song, my dear Lord Krishna, my dear, not Lord Krishna, my dear Krishna, you please search for me. So Krishna turned around and sang a song, and it was a song all about Radha, and when he finished the song, he looked at the Kund, and there was no Radha. Radha had hidden in a bunch of yellow lotus flowers, so her face could not be distinguished. But so Krishna was looking, and then all of a sudden he saw more bees than anywhere else, and he understood these bees tried to catch the honey fragrance of Radha's breath. When she breathes out, it tastes like honey. And he therefore understood Radha must be hiding where the bees are. Then Krishna said, okay, now I will hide. And then Krishna hid amongst a cluster of blue lotus flowers. And Radha found him very quickly, because a monkey was dancing on the tree and pointing. So this is how devotees like to say it took Krishna a longer time to find Radha. So yes, and of there is in Chaitanya Charitamrita another quotation: of all the gopis, Radha is Krishna's most beloved, and similarly, her lake is most dear to him. Anyone who bathes even once in this lake, in which Krishna eternally plays water sports with Radhika, and on whose banks he dances the Rasa dance with her, anyone who takes a bath only one time, will receive a love for Krishna that equals the love of Radhika. So this is the glories of Radha Kund. But alas, my dear devotees, the Padma Purana says, this Vrindavan forest is very powerful, but it is invisible to the physical eyes. We can't see Vrindavan. To get our appreciation for Vrindavan, something is recommended, which I think some of you might already do. One has to meditate regularly about the eternal Vrindavan, with flowers, with flower-bearing trees, and so on. And I highly recommend the Vrindavan Mahimamrita for this. So when we are anywhere, Radha Kund, or Vrindavan, and also outside, it's very good that we read regularly about the transcendental Vrindavan. Also, what we did the last years, and what I did today is, I just walk through Vrindavan and look for these beautiful places, which give a charm of the eternal Vrindavan. We came through one part, and there was this forest, and there were so many chirping birds, Christian, that Gaur Krishna, who is not very romantic, he's very practical, he needed to take out his mobile telephone and record it. This is very important for us if as sadhakas to appreciate Vrindavan, either from the literature or from walking through Vrindavan, so that we never think of Vrindavan as a garbage pile. Or something like that. But how can we see Vrindavan? My dear devotees, there is only one way in which the veil will lift, and that is by love. You can only see through the eyes of love. I heard from our dear guests, Christiane and Siamnam, that they went to Chit Soli, where the eye hospital is. No, there is a pastime which is played once a year by the little boys and of Chit Soli. It goes like this. Krishna talks to Mother Yashoda. Yashoda Ma, how much do you love me? And Yashoda says, you know, Krishna is very small. So, I love you so much as the universe is wide. And then Krishna says, I don't think you love me as much as Sridham. Because Sridham cannot sleep in the night in my absence. But you sleep? Yeah, but I have you next to me. And therefore I can sleep. Mother, if you really love me, you must have a picture of me painted, because then I can give it to Sridham and he can also have me by his side always and not suffer so much in the night. So Mother Yashoda, you must know Krishna has from morning till evening ideas and desires. And Mother Yashoda thought, okay, let's do this simple. She took a black brush and just on some white, I don't know which material, maybe cloth, she made like this. That's you. You are so black. I think Kishori will like this because you are a painter. You know how to paint. But so when Krishna looked at his painting, he thought, Mother, am I so ugly? And Mother Yashoda knew, okay, this doesn't work. So at that time there was Sudevi in the palace, and she said, Sudevi, do you know who might be able to paint Krishna very nicely? And Sudevi said, Chitrasakhi, who lives in Chit Soli. Acha, said Yashoda, please bring her. So you must know that Chitrasakhi has received a blessing from no one else than Sarasvati, that in a blink of a moment she's able to paint everyone exactly like they are, with fingernails matching the ideal, the original person, hair, the smile, the nose, the dress, even the feet, everything. So Chitrasakhi came and Yashoda said, can you make a perfect picture of Krishna that looks exactly like him? He didn't like my picture. So Chitrasakhi says, of course, and she makes some sketches. And then she takes these sketches. I go briefly through the pastime. She said to Krishna, Krishna, please stand properly. But Krishna immediately stood in the threefold form. And Shidasaki said, I can't paint you when you have the leg in one direction and the shoulder in one and the you curved here. But Krishna said, I like this Trivanga form more than anything else. I naturally stand like this. So Shidasaki had to paint the Lord like this. Then she went home. When she tried to paint Krishna from her sketches, her paintings were so wonderful that all the devatas arrived over in the sky and said, wow! But Shidasaki was not happy because she could not find the right color for Krishna, the right complexion. I don't know, we have one painter amongst us. It's a little bit like the aura, the charm. You would also say the charisma in European language. But here, what Shidasaki didn't mention is the exact color of Krishna's body. It sometimes seems to be very dark, then not so dark. She was bewildered. And finally, she became so disappointed in herself that she prayed to Mother Sarasvati and said, Sarasvati, you have given me the ability to paint everyone in a blink of an eye, but I can't paint Krishna because I can't paint his exact color. And then Sarasvati said something very, very important in our Radhakund discussion. She said, Krishna can only be seen through the eyes of love. And there's only one personality who loves Krishna supermost. You must go to her. She is Krishna Mayi. Her consciousness is always filled with Krishna. Krishna is in her heart. So you must look through her eyes and then you can find Krishna. And then you find also his color. Her name is, of course, Srimati Radharani. So Shidasaki went to Srimati Radharani and said, I was asked by Yashoda Ma to make a picture, perfect picture of Krishna, but I can't get his color right. And Sarasvati, who blessed me to paint, she said, I should look in your eyes. And in your eyes, the eyes of love, I will see Krishna. So Radharani was extremely unwilling. First of all, Radha doesn't like that someone looks in her heart and finds Krishna. And second, she is so shy, she feels Krishna is never with me. Krishna is with his cowherd boyfriends, but he meets me very briefly because of our relationship, which is extramarital. But others, gopis, convinced her that this is for the service of Krishna, who wants this painting to be done, and Radha opened her eyes. And Shidasaki looked in the eyes of Radha. And what did she see? She saw a wish-fulfilling mango tree with yellow mango fruits. These ripe mango fruits are a sign that they have the color of the highest love. They become, they turn a little bit greenish. And there under that tree, she saw Krishna, and she saw him as he really is. She saw his complexion, and it was almost overwhelming. And she looked and gazed until Radha closed her eyes and the picture was gone. Then Chittasakhi said, thank you so much. You are the true lover of Krishna, and Krishna can only be seen through the eyes of love. Let me go and paint. So she painted the picture. It was perfect. She brought it to Mother Yashoda. Krishna saw the picture and said, Mother Yashoda, who am I and who is the picture? It was so clear. And then Krishna gave it to Sridham so that Sridham doesn't have to suffer in the night. But I would like to draw your attention to that only through the eyes of love can you see. Because some of you are approaching Krishna consciousness, I will give another example, not from the Rasa Shastras, but I will give it from Paulo Coelho, an author in this world. There is a legend which Paulo Coelho, how is he called? Coelho? What? Yeah. Puts in one of his books, it's a legend which describes when and why the Chinggis Khan gave up war. The legend goes like this, that he once, Chinggis Khan, once was on a hunting excursion and he became very, very thirsty. So he went to a waterfall and took his cup, empty cup, not full, under the waterfall, and was just about to take the cup and drink it when his favorite falcon, Jagdfalke, you know, hunting falcon, came from the sky and flew on the cup and hit the cup so hard with his wings that the cup fell. Chinggis Khan became a little disturbed in his ego. He had conquered the biggest empire any emperor had ever conquered. So here is a bird who attacks him, and it's his own bird. He didn't like it, so he took his cup the second time and filled it to the brim and was just about to drink it when the falcon again came down and hit the glass out of his hand. Chinggis Khan said, if you do this the third time, you will lose your life. Mark my words. So he took again his cup. Again the falcon came, hit it so strongly, and Chinggis Khan just took his sword and killed his falcon. This is too much of an offense, he thought. Then he wanted to drink, but some voice in him told him, perhaps there was a reason why this bird was taking the glass out of my hand. So he went and climbed up so that he came to where the waterfall, you know, started to fall down. And there, in a little bassin, he saw a dead poisonous snake from where the deadly poison was coming. It was a small Basang, was poisoning the whole Basang. So if he would have drinking the water, he would be dead. And his falcon, can you follow? Yeah? This falcon had seen from above that this was poisoned water, which his master was to drink. And Genghis Khan said, wait a minute. This bird loved me. He gave his life out of his love for me, and I took his life. I've taken so many lives. I've conquered so many countries. Let me stop my war. And he made a golden image of the falcon, totally massive gold, and he kept it in his room and looked at this symbol of love, because he could understand, I didn't look with the eyes of love, therefore I could not recognize. My dear devotees, if you want to see Vrindavan and want to understand how the speck of Radhakund is so valuable, you may have to learn to look with the eyes of love. Love for Radha and love for Krishna. And we are always, always, always encouraged. Without this eyes of love, Vrindavan will appear to us in one way, but once we can look with the eyes of love, everything is changed. I had this experience. We had a guest the other day, and he was only 2 days here, so I stopped my vrata, and we went to the banks of Radhakund, and the guest was really challenged by the busyness of the Radhakund. You know, when you come, it can be overwhelming. But as we sat at the kund, and our priest said, may you obtain prema, this guest, his eyes filled, became wet, and he was so moved. And at the end, when we left the kund, he said, I feel a circle has closed for me. 30 years ago, I asked my guru to give me prema. And my guru said, Abhine, not now, you're not yet ripe. But when I sat and the water of Radhakund sprinkled me, my head, and I felt the influence of Radhakund in my heart, I felt now the door is open, and maybe it comes. Yes, I think Krishna will also say, but me, no, later, later. But at least one can feel. I talked with one of my dear God brothers about when will the veil lift, which separates us from the spiritual reality. He had just finished a wonderful lecture about Giriraj, mountain of love, and I had asked him, do you see Giriraj as a mountain of love? And he looked at me. I think in our movement we don't ask these questions. You know, we just hear nice lectures, but not do we see it and experience it. He said, this is a very good question. No one has ever asked me this question. And I asked, When do you feel the veil that separates us from Krishna and from the Holy Land lift? And he gave a beautiful answer. I felt very encouraged and enlivened. He said, Maharaj, we can do so many sadhanas, we can do so many services, but it's only when love is given into our heart then we can see. And then he shared with me a dream which I want to share with you. He had once dreamt about Prabhupada. I think I said this in somewhere. He had just dreamt, Prabhupada, there's so much different opinions in your movement, and sometimes devotees quarrel. And the problem is, they all quote you for their opinion and their vision and their idea. It is very difficult for me. So in this dream, Prabhupada smiled and said, they will only understand my message if they develop love. Through the eyes of love, we can see. Through the eyes of love, you will be able to see that every dust in Radhakund is more valuable than all holy places. Hare Krishna. Finished. I, Christian, without you knowing it, but you, our Christian has made, and we should celebrate this, he has said, in Vrindavan there are so many magic moments, it's difficult to leave Vrindavan. No? And when you, years before, where you couldn't see it like this in Vrindavan, you said there must be here, there must be some special love, because all the devotees who go around Govardhan to chant, and all the saints, all the sadhus, all the scriptures say this is a place of love, no? And they must be feeling something. So, in our language, this is called bhava, no? That bhava is a heightened state of emotion which has to do with love, loving emotion. So, yes, we may not always see it like this. We may become distracted and so on, and there are ample distractions in the land of Vrindavan, but I want to encourage you, keep your heart free from these distractions so that you can focus on the message of Vrindavan. It is Prem Sukho. No, it is with love. You know, we can. This is the place where we can develop this. And God, this is my today's lecture. I, with your permission, I will now close Braj Vilas Stava and will put the book to rest. And tomorrow we will wake up the book again and read another verse. Hare Krishna. Go Premanandi. Hari Hari Bo. Sleeping books.